The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Critical race theory has been used for decades to examine systemic racism, but recently it's become a talking point among Republicans, including Glenn Youngkin, who's running for governor in Virginia. Politicians claim the theory is being taught in schools, but as Alan Rodriguez Espinosa reports, that's really not the case.
Critical race theory is a framework developed at Harvard in the 1970s to examine the impact and causes of systemic racism. But lately, conservative media and politicians have mischaracterized the term. VCU psychology professor Faye Belgrave explains.
It has become politicized by people who don't really understand critical race theory and have been using it for political division.
Last week, gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin denounced its teaching in Loudoun County schools, but CRT is not being taught there.
It's just not happening.
That's Loudoun County Supervisor Julie Briskman.
But what we can do is implement strategies so that our teachers and staff have a better understanding of systemic racism in our society, and that we teach history honestly and when the time is right for our students.
Virginia Democrats, meanwhile, have dismissed the issue as a Republican conspiracy theory. Alan Rodriguez Espinosa, VPM News.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says last week's passage of the United States Innovation and Competition Act is intended to address current supply chain issues. Warner told the Washington Post this legislation is necessary because he believes China is intent on stealing intellectual property and beating the U.S. in every area of technology.
We finally invested $52 billion in trying to promote a domestic chip industry, semiconductor chips, to build 7 to 10 new fabrication facilities here in America. That's critical to our supply chain in all areas.
Warner says the U.S. will have to make similar investments in 5G and create an alliance with other democratic countries in the areas of artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and biotechnology to successfully compete with China. Riding on GRTC will continue to be free for another year. The Transit Authority waived all fees under the plan enacted during the pandemic. Yesterday, the GRTC Board of Directors approved the extension through June of 2022. The total cost of the plan is estimated at nearly $6 million, which is covered by federal relief funding. The Virginia Department of Health has been awarded over $30 million by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Ian Stewart explains why.
The federal funds are part of a $2.5 billion investment across the country to address health inequities exposed by the pandemic in high-risk and underserved people. Most of the money will allow VDH to support mini-grant programs to increase testing and contact tracing. The department applied for the federal money as part of a strategy that includes working with historically black colleges and universities, as well as faith communities, according to state officials. Just over $3 million of the funding is being set aside for the Virginia Beach Department of Public Health. It's the only city in the Commonwealth that fell into a special category for federal support. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
The design for the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts expansion will be unveiled at the end of the month. The three-phase project will include renovating some of the museum's oldest buildings and creating a new freestanding annex, according to Richmond BizSense. Officials say the first phase of renovations will likely focus on expanding the Cheek Theater to allow for larger performances, such as ballets. Work on the VMFA's $190 million project is expected to start on July 1st. A rocket successfully launched from Wallops Island off of Virginia's eastern shore yesterday. It was carrying a classified payload for the National Reconnaissance Office. In a statement, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam called the launch a strong indication of Virginia's ability to compete in the growing spaceflight market. Yesterday's launch was the United States Space Force's third mission at the Wallops Island facility. This is VPM News.
This newscast was recorded on
Tuesday, June 15th at 6 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.